Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Well, Maureen, tell us about your background. Take us from high school to where you are now.
Okay. Well, you know, I grew up in East Lansing and went to, of course, East Lansing and MSU. And, you know, I had a big family. My parents met and married, and they were singers for many years, John and Florence McKellarin. And we there were six of us, and we sang around at the Elks Club, sort of like the Sound of Music, you know, the Trapp Family type thing. And we really enjoyed that. And then as I got into MSU, I sang with my sisters Mary Jo and Jeannie at some of the local coffee houses and, you know, started to write songs. And you know, I went to Detroit, sung some jingles there, and decided to make the big move to New York.
And what are you doing now for to make a nickel?
Okay, well, I write the music for Bill Plimpton's animated films, and we've our first film. It was really funny. It was the Your Face, and it was just a small, tiny film. And we thought, you know, nobody would be paying attention to it, and it took on a life of its own. It was nominated for an Oscar, and then we went on to do some feature films.
Well, you attended the Oscars in 1988, and tell us about that experience, and tell us who you sat around and behind.
Oh, my gosh. That was – we were right behind Charlton Heston, and I noticed that his wig was crooked. He had a wig on, and I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, you see sort of the seamy side of Hollywood. You know, and then when you go to the restroom, somebody takes your seat in a full formal, you know, and I thought, who's sitting in my seat? No, someone's supposed to be sitting there. So it was very exciting, and it led to – we did our first feature, which was The Tune, and that was really exciting. So I've worked with him for many years, and I went on – I thought I've always wanted to do a song for Michigan. So,
and that brings us to I Wish I Was in Michigan, Too. We've talked about this, but I want you to share with the audience – what made you decide to write I Wish I Was in Michigan? What was the inspiration for the words and the music?
Okay, well, first I had this melody. It kind of started with a melody. I had a very haunting melody, and it was at that first a ballad. And I just had this refrain, wish I was in Michigan. And I was singing it at home. You know, I was visiting my mom and dad and singing it very slowly, and my dad was in the other room. And he said, that's boring. It's got a swing. Pick it up. Pick up the tempo. Make it, you know, kind of like Chicago. And I thought, you know, he's right. It's got to be an upbeat anthem there. And from then on, it was very quick. It just kind of poured out of me. And it was sort of a list song, you know, all the charms of Michigan and kind of like Route 66 mentioning a lot of the towns and it came up pretty quick after that.
And then on January 23rd, 2009, you received a letter from the governor, from Jennifer Granholm, and she writes, thank you for sharing your copy of your song, I Wish I Was in Michigan. It was very thoughtful of you to take a few minutes away from your own obligations to think of me. I am truly touched by your thoughtfulness of our great state. This song is wonderfully inspiring and indeed carries great significance to anyone calling themselves a true Michigander. Our beautiful state is blessed with so many natural and man-made wonders. I, too, have had the same wonderful experiences here as I traveled the state. Thank you, Maureen, for the gift of this beautiful song. I am adding your CD to my personal lending library at the office and for my staff. I wish I was in Michigan. That's pretty cool. The governor thought enough to do that for you.
Yeah, I was really excited. And that kind of gave it a push when I, you know, contacted other places. Like, I sent it to the Tiger Stadium, and, you know, I'm going to.
Now, if people want to get a hold of this, because we're going to play it here in just a little bit, is there a source? Is there a resource?
Sure. You can download it on iTunes or cdbaby.com. And I'm going to also promote it to a lot of the schools, so to see if the, you know, music teachers want to sing it with their choirs, or it has a band arrangement that's being worked on now.
If you want more information, all you got to do is Google Maureen McElhern. It's McElhern, and you'll find out information about that. Give me that website again where people can go.
You can download Wish I Was in Michigan on iTunes or cdbaby.com.
All right. Well, as we go to break, we're going to play the entire version of Maureen McElhern's I Wish I Was in Michigan on 1320 WILS.
To Sault Ste. Marie, from Detroit to the UP, you will find a home, my friend, when you go to Michigan. Take a Woodward cruise. Buy a dream car. Drive away the blues. Land of lakes and Indian lore. Sunrise sails on Huron shore. Still the same old wish again. Wish I was in Michigan. Wish I was in Michigan.